Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah Mishar Yolosh Shnei Tinoikis. Somebody has two children. Ech Lomel Achar Shabbos. One time for the bris is after Shabbos. Vech Lomel B'Shabbos. And one time to make the bris is on Shabbos. V'shachach Umol Eshel Achar Shabbos B'Shabbos. And he got confused and he did the bris of the child that has to have the bris after Shabbos, on Shabbos. He's chayiv chatas, because he didn't do the mitzvah of milah. So it's just doing chabura b'Shabbos, and therefore he's chayiv. And even though we've learned before, mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, this is not considered as potter, this is not considered a circumstance. Explained the Rishonim, Rabbi Kivega speaks about this, a Mekalkel B'Chabura. Because Rabbi Kivega explains that, and we're going to use this concept in our shir more than once, and that is that even though the bris was not done in the proper time, and even if, which we will discuss, there may be an obligation to still do Hatofestan bris, we certainly have accomplished something. We certainly have removed the milah, the arlo. So that's considered an accomplishment, and therefore he's chayiv for chil Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. Ech lomel be'erev Shabbos. There was one child whose time to do the bris was in erev Shabbos. Vech lomel b'Shabbos, and one child whose time to do the bris was in Shabbos. V'shachach umol, and the bris of the child from erev Shabbos was not done in erev Shabbos. And now v'shachach umol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, he did the bris of the one whose bris should have been done on Erev Shabbos, he did it on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar chayiv chatas, because it's a mila shloi bezmana. And as we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem, a mila shloi bezmana may not be done on Shabbos. So he was mechal Shabbos without having any right to be mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Shua Paita, because, as we're going to learn the Gemara, he was tar b'dvar mitzvah, he made a mistake. But even though he was tar b'dvar mitzvah, he also mitzvah, because he did do a bris for the child that's supposed to have a bris on Erev Shabbos. So supposed to have a bris, albeit the bris should not be done on Shabbos. He did do a mitzvah, and therefore tar b'dvar mitzvah and loy and also mitzvah, he says, is not chayiv chatos. Says the Gemara that there are two versions how to learn the machloikus in our Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar Bishua. Rav Huna Masni, Rav Huna learns that in the first case, where he did the bris for the child whose bris should have been on Sunday, and he did the bris on Shabbos, that everybody agrees that Yechayiv, and Rishua Masni, that even in that case, there's a man the Omer that holds that Yepater. And the Gemara explains. Rav Huna Masni Chayiv, Rav Huna has the version of the Mishnah of Chayiv, and this is the way the Braisa elaborates on the cases of the Mishnah. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechku Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Elazar and Bishua do not disagree. Amisha Yolei Shtei Tinoik, somebody has two children, Ech Lomel B'Shabbos, one whose bris should be done on Shabbos, Vech Lomel Acha Shabbos, and one whose bris should be done after Shabbos, Uvishachach Umol Shal Acha Shabbos B'Shabbos, and he did the bris of the child whose bris should have been done after Shabbos, on Shabbos, certainly he's chayiv chatas. Because even though he was torahed in a mitzvah, but he didn't do any mitzvah. Because doing a bris on a child before there's any mitzvah, you can't say he did a mitzvah. He's not tor b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. He's tor b'dvar mitzvah, however, v'loy asa mitzvah. And therefore, he's chayiv. Where do they argue? A man nechalku, a mishayil shtei tinoikus. Somebody has two children to do a bris on. Echol mol b'erev Shabbos, one whose bris should have been done on Friday. Vechol mol b'Shabbos, and one whose bris should be done on Shabbos. V'shachach umol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and the bris of the child from Friday was done on Shabbos. Shabbos lezem chayiv chatas, v'shua poiter. V'shneim lo yilamdu al mevaris kachavim. Avaris kachavim is the source for the halacha of when you chayiv a karbon chatas, when you did an avera b'shagi. Rabbi Elazar sover, Rabbi Elazar holds that this is comparable to avodah zara, because ma avodas kachavim amar rachmana lo savet. The Torah told us don't do this. V'chi avin, and if you do something that the Torah told us not to do, then you will be chayiv. And if you did it b'shogig, you'll be chayiv chatas. Hachanami lo shna, you shouldn't have done it, and therefore if you did it, you're chayiv chatas. However, Yeshua holds that it's not comparable to avodah zara. Why? Hasam the lav mitzvah. There's no mitzvah involved. Hacha, but if you do the bris of the child from Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, although, as we learned, you shouldn't have done it, but you still did a mitzvah. And therefore, still, since you still did a mitzvah, that's why it's not comparable, and that's why you did a mitzvah. So, Rabbi Kiv Eger, in the Chuvas from Kiv Eger, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, there's a discussion where a mila was done on Shabbos not in the right time. There's a rule in Shas that comes with the Ovev Machmona, Loi Savid, that anything the Torah said you shouldn't do, Ovid Loi Mahani, it's not considered that you fulfilled the condition. So here also, you didn't do what the Torah told you. The Torah told you not to do this bris on Shabbos. So why is it considered that that the bris is a valid bris? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that it's certainly considered a valid bris. And such a child, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, we won't have to do a tofestam bris, even though the bris was done on Shabbos when it should not have been done. Because the bris is a good bris. There's a outside issue, and that is that he shouldn't have done the bris on, the bris should not have been done on Shabbos. But that doesn't disqualify or the validity of the bris. And since it doesn't disqualify the validity of the bris, he doesn't have to do the bris all over again. And he compares it to Gemara that we actually learned earlier on Daf Kuf Hei. We learned the Gemara on Daf Kuf Hei taught us that if Rachman Otzlan, somebody has to do Kriya for Avelis. And he did the Kriya on Shabbos, so he was Mechal Shabbos. But even though he was a Mechal Shabbos, that doesn't mean that the Kriya is not a valid Kriya. Here too, the Bris is a valid Bris, but the Bris is a valid Bris, and the Chil Shabbos is a Chil Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Masni, but Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of how to understand the Mishnah. He says, Potter, the Tanya Amar Mei, Lo Nechlekur Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, Amisha Yolai Shnei Tanakus, when somebody has two children to do the bris on. Echelomel b'Erev Shabbos, one whose time was an Erev Shabbos, Vechelomel b'Shabbos, and one whose time was to do the bris on Shabbos, V'shachach umol shel Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, that he did the bris of the child from Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, Shepoter, because it's Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah, he indeed should not have done the bris, but also mitzvah. He did do a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah that he did? He did the mitzvah of making a bris on a child after 8 days. Aman nechleku. Where is their machloikus? Amisha yolo shnei shtenoikus. Again, two children. Echelam b'achas Shabbos. One whose time to do the bris was after Shabbos. Vechelam b'Shabbos. And one whose time was to do the bris on Shabbos. V'shochach umol ashal achas Shabbos b'Shabbos. And then he did the bris for the child whose bris was after Shabbos. So the zman of this person's bris has not at all, of this child's has not come at all. In that case, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Shua Paitim. And says the Gemara again, v'shneim lo yilamdu elam avodah zarah. And they both source this halacha from avodah zarah. Rabbi Elazar sover, Rabbi Elazar holds, k'avodas kachavim. We compare it to avodah zarah. Ma avodas kachavim, om rachman alay savid. The Torah says we may not worship avodah zarah. V'chi yovin, if you did the wrong thing, and if you did a b'shog, yichayiv chatas. Hachinami, you made a bris that doesn't count, because it was a bris before Shabbos, and therefore lo yishno, the halacha is that Yechayiv Chatas. Rabbi Shua, on the other hand, holds Hasam Loitard Mitzvah. In the case of Avodah Zarah, the person who worshipped Avodah Zarah was not at all preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. Here, the person was preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, Tard Mitzvah, because there was a child who was man of doing the bris was on Shabbos. And since in this case there was a time that there was a preoccupation to do mitzvah, we can't call that he didn't do that. It's comparable to Avodah Zarah. Now we have a different brisa, which brings a different version to what the halach is. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Chiya, Ayma Hay Rav Meya, Lainechuk Rav Elazar Rav Yishua, Misha Yilei Shnei Tanaikis. We have two children. Ech Lomu Be'erev Shabbos, Ech Lomu Be'Shabbos. One child, the bris should have been done on Friday, and one should have been done on Shabbos. V'shachachu Moshel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, Shuchayiv. Because this brisa holds that even though you're toy b'dvar mitzvah, v'osa mitzvah, still, you did something you shouldn't have done. You shouldn't have made the bris. And if you did the bris, when you shouldn't have, you chayiv chatas. Aman nechalku, where do we have a machalikus? Amisha yoloshnei tenoikus, when there are two children, echalamal acha Shabbos, one whose man is after Shabbos, vechalamal b'Shabbos, v'shachuchu mol, so acha Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the bris for the child, whose man was after Shabbos on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatas, Rabbi Shua paita. Ask the Gemara, it's very difficult to understand this opinion. Hashta, Rabbi Shua b'Seifa, Rabbi Shua in the second case of the brisa that we just learned. The Lo'kava mitzvah, when you did the bris for the child who should have had the bris after Shabbos, where you didn't do a mitzvah at all. You didn't do a mitzvah because the demand for this bris hasn't come. Still, according to this brisa, Rabbi Shua is lenient. Why? Because Peter, why? Because he's Torah b'mitzvah. He has an excuse. I was preoccupied. My head was preoccupied that I think I have to do the mitzvah. So in the Reisha, where not only was he Torah b'dvar mitzvah, but he was also osa mitzvah, because he did the bris on Shabbos of a child who's already past 8 days old, the Kovid mitzvah. That's where Yeshua is going to hold chayiv. What's pshat? Explains the Gemara this opinion. Amri de Beir Abyanei. Reisha, the case of the Reisha, the Rabbi Shua says he's chayiv when he did the bris of a child who on Shabbos, whose bris should have been done on Friday, is talking about a situation kigon shekodem umol shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, when he did the bris of the Shabbos baby first. So once he did the bris of the Shabbos baby, he's finished. There's no more bris to be done that week. Since there's no more bris to be done that Shabbos, the loinitna Shabbos litchos. So we can't call this individual an individual who's Torah b'mitzvah. He's not Torah b'mitzvah. He finished. The bris that he should have done today, he already did. And anything else, he doesn't have the excuse of Torah b'mitzvah. However, the Seifa is talking about a situation where he has the baby who's supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. He has the baby who's supposed to have a bris on Sunday. And he hasn't yet done the bris of the baby on Shabbos. So since he hasn't yet done that bris, he's in the category of an individual who's torrid. Why is he torrid? He's torrid because he has to be thinking about the bris that he still has to do, the nitna Shabbos litchos. And since he's still in the category of a torrid, that's why we say that he's potter, even if he did the bris of the baby that this man didn't even come yet, the baby of Sunday. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that as long as you have an obligation to do a bris, that gives you the category, that makes you could be considered a torah. And the ratio is saying that you already did the Shabbos to Gebris. And since you already did the Shabbos to Gebris, you are not considered a torah. Ratio nami nit the Shabbos litchos. Maybe for you, you already did the child of Shabbos bris, but there are other children in the world, Lagabat Tenoikus to Alma, who still maybe need to have a bris, whose man is on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, other children are not this person's consideration. Lahai Gavro, mi lo yischayiv. This person, it isn't his consideration anymore. Why is it not considered his consideration anymore? Because everybody has to make a bris for their own child. Somebody else's child is not their issue. And I saw that the Sefer Shor Mitzvah Balocha uses this to discuss as a raya to something that we discussed previously. In our previous shiurim, we asked that the halacha is that by Megillah, by Shofar, by Dalaminim, If the zman falls on Shabbos, there's a locha gzeirus shem yavarena dalams b'shus rabim, and we may come to carry. A Chazal said, don't do the mitzvah on Shabbos. And we asked the question, we gave a number of answers at the beginning of this perek, why don't we say the same by Mila? That if the zman of a Mila comes out on Shabbos, Chazal should say, don't do the bris on Shabbos. Gzeirus shem yavarena. And one of the reasons we offered why it's different, quoting the Ran, is that shofar is a mitzvah that's incumbent on everyone. The mila is a mitzvah that's only incumbent on the father, not on the rest of the world. And therefore, that makes it that I have a chiv to make a mila. Nobody else has that obligation. And they're going to prevent me from doing the wrong thing if I attempt to do the wrong thing. So now, he says, the Shem Tzion Balocha, we have a raya to that concept from our Gemara. Because our Gemara said, L'hai gavra mila yischayiv. The bris of all the children are not my responsibility, and therefore it's very different. Says the Mishnah, katan nimel l'shmoina, l'tisha, l'asara, l'achar osa, l'shnei masar, l'pachas v'l'yosar. A child can have a bris on the 8th day, 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, or 12th day, nothing earlier, nothing later. And I saw that the Sefer Chodesh Aviv points out that usually the Mishnah would use the word Loipachs miches v'loyosim yud beis. Why does the Mishnah use a different type of wording? So he explains that what we're learning from here is that a bris should be done as early as possible. Just the Mishnah is teaching us it can never be done before the 8th day, and it should never be done later than the 12th day. And the Mishnah explains itself. Okay, it said, Kedarkoi, the right time is l'shmoina. We know the right time to do bris is on the 8th day. Noyle l'beina shmoshes, if the child is born on beina shmoshes. So we're not sure, was the child born on Wednesday, was the child born on Thursday? And we can't make a bris, as we've been learning, before the 8th day. So to be careful, we won't make the bris on Wednesday, we'll make it on Thursday, which may be the 9th day from when he was born. Nimol l'tisha. Beina shmoshes shal erev Shabbos. Let's say we don't know if the baby was born on Friday or Shabbos. So we can't make the bris on Friday, because maybe it's not 8 days old yet. We can't make the bris on Shabbos, as we've been learning. We only may do a bris on Shabbos that the zman is on Shabbos. But this baby's zman might have been Friday. So when do we do the bris? On Sunday, which may be 10 days from when it's born. Yontav lacha Shabbos. If Yontav falls on Sunday, so now we have to... We can't do a bris on Yontif when it's not the right zman. So we can't do it on Sunday. We'll have to wait for Monday. Nimalachrasar. If Sunday and Monday are Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nimal Shnei Masar, we can't do the bris till Tuesday. And then teaches us the Mishnah, Katan Achayla, if you have a child that's unfortunately not well, Ein Mayan Loi Asai Achiyavri. We don't make a bris until he gets better. Until he gets better, we can't make a bris. So, there's a machlokes, which we've already quoted earlier in our shiurim. Machlokes, Rambam and Rosh. If Mila Shloi Bezmano, a Mila that's not being done in the proper time, in the 8th day, do we make the bris on the 2nd day Yontif or not? So the Rambam says, we do. And the Raya is our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah only spoke about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we know when we speak about Rosh Hashanah, there the 2 days of Yom Rosh Hashanah are considered like a Yom Ha'arichta. But in any other circumstance, the halacha is that we wait, that we do the bris on the second day of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. The Rosh, who disagrees, is going to say, what's pshat in our Mishnah that mentioned Rosh Hashanah? So the Hashbats and others explain the opinion of the Rosh, that the Rosh is going to say the Mishnayos were written in Eretz Yisrael. The only Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, which is a 2-day Yontif, is Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Mishnah chose the case of Rosh Hashanah. And actually, the case of Rosh Hashanah is not even a great case, because we know the rule is Lo Yadu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can never actually, the first day of Rosh Hashanah can never actually, in our calendar, fall out on Sunday. It was in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael only Rosh Hashanah came out on Sunday. La Locha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a bris that shleib is manoi should not be done on Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Shach does paskin like the Rambam, most poskim paskin like the Rosh, and we don't make a bris shloi bezmano on Rosh Hashanah. However, the Tshuvas Noi de Behuda says that if there are other sveikas to combine in not knowing when to make the bris, that let's say the child was born and last week, and today is Yom Tov Sheni. So today may be the eighth day. We don't know if it's the eighth day or not. So even though on Shabbos, when we don't know if it's the eighth day or the ninth, we don't make the bris, if it's Yom Tov Sheni Shigolius, where today may be the right time to make the bris, and I think the basis of the Noi de Yehuda Psak is, number one, we're always anxious to make a bris on the eighth day whenever possible. Number two, whenever we have a number of sveikas, where it's a svek sveika, there maybe even the Rosh would agree with the Rambam that we can make a bris that this man is not on Yom Tov Sheni, that on Yom Tov Sheni. We learned in the previous Gemara that if a male confused a Friday baby with a Shabbos baby and made the bris of the Shabbos baby on Friday, and then he did the bris of the Friday baby on Shabbos, says Rav Chia that the exemption of Tabit Dvar Mitzvah doesn't apply because he had no bris to make on Shabbos. But the Rosh, quoting Rabbeinu Shimshon, says that what's going to be the halacha if a baby had a bris prior to the eighth day? So the Rosh holds that even a Tavastan bris is not required. He says that the fact that the Gemara speaks about the Moel who made the bris of the Shabbos baby on Friday has no mitzvah on Shabbos. Isn't that a raya? What does it mean that he has no mitzvah on Shabbos? He still has a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah at Tavastan bris. So from here we see that there is no mitzvah of HaTavastan bris. The Ritva disagrees with the Rosh. What does he do with that raya? Says the Ritva that there is a chiv at Tavastan bris, but that Tavastan bris may not be done on Shabbos. And that's what it means that there is no chiv a bris, because that Tavastan bris can't be done on Shabbos. The Shach says that according to the Rosh, that says when a bris is performed on the seventh day, HaTavastan bris is not required afterwards. What it means to say is that a bris that's done before the right time is a completely valid bris. It only is missing the special requirement, the special point of Mila B'Shmini. But now our Mishnah says that a baby who was born on Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbos, since we don't know how to treat this baby, so we can't do the bris on Friday because maybe it's not 8 days. And we can't do the bris on Shabbos because it's ready maybe the ninth day. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, according to the Shach's understanding of the Rosh, why postpone the bris to Sunday? Why not do the bris on Friday? In either case, the bris is not being done this man. If Sunday is not the right time, because Sunday is certainly day 9 or 10. Friday is not the right time because it's maybe day 7. But isn't it better to do it early if I'm not, and according to the Rosh, I'm anyway fulfilling the mitzvah? So it says, the Shagas Aryeh, that even though the Rosh is saying that a Tavastan bris is not required when a baby has a bris on the seventh day, it's not because the mitzvah is fulfilled, like the Shach wanted to suggest. But what it means to say is, we look at a child who had a bris early as a child, like the pasuk says, "Muvus lo yuchal liskoin." It's something that can't be corrected, but that doesn't mean that that's what should be done. There's another question. So our Mishnah discussed that if a child is not well, and we'll speak about this more in the Gemara, the halacha is that we shouldn't do the bris. This is very connected to what we just discussed. We know that during the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh of till Tisha B'Av, we don't eat meat. By bris, we're allowed to eat meat. So there was a child who was born, and the bris was supposed to be during the 9 days, and his father prepared a beautiful flay sugar bris. And the moel is by the bris, and the child comes, and the moel looks at the child, and he says, this child is yellow. And as we discussed, a child who has that disease, we're not supposed to make the bris. Our Gemara just said, the father says, I insist that you make the bris. I insist that you make the bris. Why? I prepared this meal. And it's not a meal that people could eat, because you can't eat fleishiks during the 9 days only if you have a bris. And here there wasn't a bris. So the moel wasn't strong enough to disagree with the father, and he made the bris. Now the question is, can we eat fleishiks at that bris, which should not have been done? So the Tshuvas Oinig Yontif quotes in Simen Mem Aleph, quotes a Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, where there was a situation in front of Rabbi Yochanan on Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos, and there was a child who was Echov Meisu Machmas Mila. We've discussed this previously. If there's a child, Rachman Tzlan, whose brother has passed away because of the Mila, we don't make a bris for this child. And they made the bris. And the Gemara says, Omra Abaya, Chazi de Kasharos Isura V'Sakanta. And Rashi explains, Isura, you're not supposed to make a bris. And Sakana. So we see that he was considered a Mechal Shabbos. So here too, the moel should be considered that he did, it's not considered a valid bris that you could eat that bris fleishiks. And that is indeed the opinion of the Sefer Chashukei Chemed. I was thinking, particularly according to the Rosh, that the Rosh says that a bris that was done in the wrong time halachically is considered a valid bris. And particularly according to the Shach's understanding of the Rosh, the mitzvah was fulfilled. The Shach's Aryeh, we said, disagrees. But the Shach understands the Rosh to say that the child is considered that he had a full-fledged bris. So yes, of course, this bris shouldn't have been done if the child had this disease. But once the bris was done, even though it was done in a time when it shouldn't have been done, it's still considered a bris, and therefore maybe could eat the fleishiks. Says the Gemara, Amish Shmuel, Chotz Soichama, if there was a child who was sick and the fever broke, the halacha is, Noisen Loi Kol Shiva Lavroisai. We have to wait 7 days until we make another bris. But the Ran tells us that this halacha is only if the child was sick his entire body. But let's say he was sick only one organ, he had an eye problem, or whatever problem, then we don't have to wait 7 days. Ibailuhu, and now ask the Gemara, when we have to wait these 7 days, me being a Meslais, do we count them 24 hours? Or is it 7 days? Says the Gemara Toshima, the Tani Luda, Yoim Havrosoi, the day he got well, is considered Kiyoim Hivoldo, like the day he was born. My laugh. Whenever the child is born that day, it's considered day one, no matter what time of the day. So seemingly, whenever he gets better, that's day seven. Says the Gemara, the two don't necessarily travel together. Whatever day he was born, that's day one. However, when we speak about the Yom Havrosoi, there you have to have Me'es Leis. And what will be if you made the bris too early? So again, it's the question that we just discussed from the Rosh, where the Rosh says that even though you made the bris at the wrong time, the bris is still considered a valid bris, and certainly there would be no need for Hatofas Dam bris. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. We spoke earlier in our perek about the tzitzim hama'akvin. Hasamila, So says the shreds of flesh that make that the milah should not be considered a kosher milah. Says the Mishnah, Elein tzitzin ha-makrinus ha-milah, bas ha-choyfes roi v'atara. Flesh that covers the larger part of the corona is considered that if that flesh is not removed, it's considered that the child is not a mole. And if it's a kohen who didn't have a bris, and oich b'truma, may not need truma. V'mahayi bal basar, if a child was a little heavier, and he looks like he didn't have a bris, even though most of the orla was removed, misaknim b'nei marasayin. The halach is, because of marasayin, we have to correct it. If we did a bris, but we just cut, but we didn't uncover the arla, kilo lay mol, it's not considered a valid milah. Says the Gemara, Amravina, Amrav Yimaya Baraba, Amrav. Basa chayves roiv goivish al Torah. When we speak about the arla that has to be removed, it's the part that covers the top of the arla, that Torah, the top of the corona. The Mishnah continued saying, V'mahayi bal basar, we have to make sure that he looks like he had a bris. Amishmul katan amasurba babasar, a child that has a lot of flesh. Roinosai, the way we look at this child is kozman shemiskasha. If when his aver is erect near a mole, he looks like he had a bris mila, ain't tzarch lomol. There's no need to make a bris for such a child. Mimlav, but if he doesn't look that way, tzarch lomol, we have to do the bris again. But the Brisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Kotna Masubra Vibosel, if you have a child that has a lot of flesh, Roino Soy, how do we look at this child? Kozman Shem Miskasha, as long as when his aver is erect, ain't a near a mole, Tzorch Lamol. Vimlav, but if not, ain't Tzorch Lamol, there's no need to do a bris. Ask the Gemara Mai Benayu, what's the difference between these two versions that we just discussed? Says the Gemara, Ikabinayu nearer ve'ena nearer, where that he looks somewhat circumcised, but not entirely. So the halacha is like this: both in Shmuel and the Brisa deal with the case in specific terms. Shmuel specifies where the child looks like he had a bris. That implies that the child has to look like he had a bris to avoid doing another bris. In all other cases, including partial appearance of a bris, you have to do another bris. The Brisa, on the other hand, speaks about where he doesn't look like he had a bris. So what is the Brisa saying? Only if he doesn't look like he had a bris at all, then is the halacha that you have to make another bris. But if it looks in any way like he had a bris, there's no need to do another bris. Says the Gemara, Mavol Para, Tana Rabbanan, Hamol Oimer. When we come to make a bris mila, the moil makes the bracha, Asher Krishonim B'mitzvayisav V'tzivon Ala Mila. So the question is, we've been learning the entire parakel of Beleza the Mila about bris. And why all of a sudden, as we're getting to the end of the parak, does the Gemara remember to discuss what are the brachas that made on the bris? The answer is that any mitzvah which not only do we do, but the Akum do as well, we don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. That's why we don't make a bracha on, that's one of the reasons we don't make a bracha on staka. That's one of the reasons we don't make a bracha on kibbutz of aim, because Akum also do that. So the Akum, there are many Akum that make a bris. But when they make a bris, they do mol. The mila and the priya and the mitzitza, which our Mishnah just taught us, are all essential to the valid bris. It's not something they do. So now we have a bris that they don't do. Once we have a bris that they don't do, then we can make a bracha. Aviyah ben Oimer, what does the father say? Asher krishonam tzoyis v'tzivanu lachnisa bebrisha shel Avraham Avinu. So the question is, when does the father say the bracha? Presumably, the father says the bracha after the moil already started cutting. But isn't there a halacha that all brachas have to be done before the mitzvah is performed? And here the mitzvah is already being performed. So the Rabbeinu Tam opinion is that since the father is not the one that's actually doing the bris, the halacha of oivel siyason is only when you're doing the mitzvah. But if I am myself not doing the mitzvah, there is no halacha of oivel siyason. The Rashba says that this bracha is not a birchas hamitzvahs. A birchas hamitzvahs indeed has to be made oivel siyason. This is a birchas hashvach. And a birchas hashvach can be said even not oivel siyason. But the Rosh says, we just learned and we just discussed that there are two parts to the mila and the priya. And the priya, we said, is an essential part of the bris. So since the mila is the essential part of the bris, so we make the bracha before the priya, it's still considered that they made the bracha oivel siyason. Why is Avraham Avinu mentioned specifically? Because as we say every morning, that Hashem said by Avram, V'charis imay habris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by the bris of Avram Avinu. And what we're saying, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by the bris, V'charis imay habris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the bris of Avram Avinu, so too, every child, by every bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmai is attending. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a whole different explanation in Lachnisa B'Brayse Shel Avraham Avinu. He says, when we do the bris on a Jewish child, what we're doing is, we're opening him up to be able to learn Torah and to do mitzvah. Lachnisa B'Brayse Shel Avraham Avinu, we say to the child that you Jewish child, are now becoming part of Klal Yisrael and becoming part of Klal Yisrael that does mitzvahs and learn Torah. And that's why, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, besides that the moel who's doing the actual mila, as we just learned, makes a bracha, the father makes the bracha as well. Because why does the father make the bracha? The father makes the bracha because he has to be the one to teach his child Torah. And that's why, says Rikki Vega, if Rahman Slon, the child, doesn't have a father, his grandfather should make the bracha. Why should the grandfather make the bracha? Because the grandfather has the chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah when the son doesn't have a father to learn from. The halacha also is that the Torah says this, that the father should stand next to the moel as the moel makes the bris, to point out that he is his shliach. And like the Gra explains, just like when somebody brought a carbon, he was supposed to stand there when the carbon was brought, so too is the father supposed to stand there when he's bringing the carbon, his child, to the bris mila. The people who stand there say, Kishem shenichnas the bris, just like this child entered the bris mila, kachi karnas l'tayr l'chupa l'masam taivim. So the Paiskim say, that oimdim sham, the Rant says that you have to, from here we see that everybody has to stand during a bris mila. The Gemara says, ha'oimdim sham. Even though we see now that you're supposed to have people at the bris, oimdim sham, and you should have a minion at least by a bris, the Aruch HaShulch and Yoriday is Simon Reish Samach Be'ez Sif Ches, says that there was a minig already in his time that they used to make the bris later, saying it'll be better if you make it later, like that you'll be able to have more people. The halacha is that you should not wait to make a bris. The bris, you should have less people at the bris just to be able to make the bris at the right time. And the Sefer Techachas Chaim says the same. And the Stei Chemed discusses this. And I even saw that the Cheshukei Chemed brings a story where there was somebody who was Mechabed Reb Shua Leib Diskin to be the Sandik at a bris. And they were davening Vesikin. And the bris was supposed to take place right after Vesikin, which is obviously very early in the morning. And Reb Shua Leib didn't arrive on time. The father of the baby said, it's more important to make the bris early in the morning, and Reb Shua Leib won't be the sandik. And he took the sandikos for himself. How do we understand, Kishem shenichnas the bris, ken yikonis l'tayra l'chop l'mas m'tayvim? What's this order? So the Pashup Pshat is that the order is that the order is based on the Gemara Masechta Kedushin. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin says, La'ilam yilma taira, v'akach yisa isha. So we say taira chuppah, but why do we say ma'isim toivim after the taira chuppah? So the Rishonim already explained that they waited, people got married before they were 20 years old. And the oynish for doing averus only begins at 20. So the chuppah came before the ma'isim toivim. So that's why we say the taira l'chuppah l'ma'isim toivim. But I saw a beautiful pshat from the Tver Shmuel. The child, when he goes into the bris, has no ulterior motives. He doesn't have any motives. He's 8 days old. But he does, and the mitzvah is done without any other motive than just the mitzvah. So we say, kishem shenichnas lebris. Just like when you did the bris, there was no other motive besides doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Same thing is the halacha. Same should be when you do Torah or Masim Toivim, it should be with the purest of intents. Rabbi Sacha Doi from Belz says we're not talking to the child, we're talking to the father. He says, let's think about it. There is no father who would, if he had the choice, would make a bris for his child. A bris is an operation on a young baby who's 8 days old. Why does the father do it? Because that's what Hashem's told us, as we've been learning this entire parak, that the bris should be conducted on the 8th day. So we tell the father, Shem shenichnas lebris, as you brought your child to the bris, and even though it wasn't something that you would normally do, you're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it, and that's your only consideration. Kachi konis, that's the way you should have the, that's the way you should be mechanech your child, by the Torah, and by chuppah, and by masim toivim. That the only consideration that you should have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's what we're telling the child also. You should just do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Now, what is the right wording? So our Gemara says that the right wording that we should say is K'shem shenichnas lebris, ken yikonis l'tayr l'chup l'mas m'toivim. There are others that say that the right nusach is K'shem shenichnas to, like you entered into the bris milah, ken yikonis l'tayr l'chup l'mas m'toivim. And it really depends on the way we just spoke. Are we speaking to the child? Are we speaking to the father? If we're speaking to the child, so we say, Kishem Shenichnas To. If we're speaking to the father, then we say, Kishem Shenichnas, like you took him into the bris. V'mevarach Omer, and then the one who makes the bracha, of course the one who makes the bracha should hold a cup of wine and first make a Bari Pri Hagafen, because as the Rishonim already say, Ein Omer Shira El Ala Yayin. This is considered a shira, that a father has the opportunity to bring his child to bris. And he says, "As kiddush did me beten, choyk b'sheiroi som v'tzetzov chosam bois bris kodesh alkein b'schazois keil chai chalkeinu tzureinu tziv lahatzli yedida shereinu m'shachas." You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save us from any bad. L'mabris ha'shesom b'sereinu baruch ato Hashem kairos bris. There's two pshatim, who's the kiddush you did. Some say the kiddush you did is Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was already, before he was born, Hashem told Avram Avinu to make a bris, and Tzatzov are the children of Yitzchak. Some say the kiddush you did is talking to Avram Avinu, and we're trying to mention all three of us. Hamol Sagerim, if somebody makes a bris on a ger, Oyme Bracha Ato Hashem Al Kinem Al Cholam, Hashem Kedushonim Mitzvoysov, Vitzivonu Al Amila. And the Ramban explains, why do we say lahatf menu dam bris? Because many akum who become gerim already had a bris. So all we're doing is just a tofas dam bris. So that's why we lahatf menu dam bris. I saw from the same for Shalos Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas in Chelik Yud Bey Sim Kuf Ein Gimel. The reason we say it this way is to show that a bris is only considered a bris if there's blood that comes out. Now, those that want to say we could do a bris without a bloodless bris. So we say, lahatav menadam bris. A bris is only a bris of blood emitted from the person. Shemali dam bris, lo neskaim shemai v'art, shnema, emloi brisi yoim v'layla, chukas shemai v'art, lo samti, baruch ato Hashem, Hakayrus Abris. Hamalas Havadim Aimber Ashikishanu Mitzvaisa Vitzivan Alamila. Mavaruch Aimer. Ashikishanam Tzvaisa Tzvan Alamos Havadim. Ulatimem Dambris. Shamali Dambris. Chukushamayim Vaoris Loin Skaimu. Shanemem Loi Brisi Yom Vilayla. Chukushamayim Vaoris Loi Samti. Baruch Ato Hashem. Kairis Habris. Hanru Lacher Beleza Demila. Hanru Lacher Beleza Demila. Hanru Lacher Beleza Demila. We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the next parak. Actually, the subject that we begin the parak with is a subject that we already discussed. Two subjects. One is the issue of making an oil on Yontif, on Shabbos, and the other is Boirer. So says the Mishnah, Beleza Oim Toilin Es HaMeshmeres, that we may put on the strainer, on Yontif, the Noisno Tuli B'Shabbos, and we could pour into the strainer that was put there from before Shabbos something on Shabbos. Even though we're not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos and Yontif, and if you do so, it's Boina. Here it's a Binyan Aroi, and therefore it may be done on Shabbos. And even though straining is Osir on Shabbos, but since you're not doing it in the regular way, explains Rashi, and others say it was already strained, the wine was already strained previously, that's why we could be more lenient. We may not put on a strainer on Yontif. And we can't put anything into the strainer on Shabbos. We can put something into Yontif, on Yontif, because it's Oichel Nefesh. So now the question is, if it's Oichel Nefesh, why would it not be mutter? Because that we says Taisus, we're talking about a situation where if you strained it before Yontif, it would not have been so good. But any time where if you could do it before Yontif without any detriment, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Hashtar Beleza, Asufa Oyer Lair Lemesfinin. We learned earlier in our Masechta, Rabbi Lezer was machmer that we can't eat, even add to an oil arai. And here we're learning Lemevel Chatchil Shari, and here he's allowing us to do it. So ask them, well, where do we see Rabbi Lezer as machmer? Mahi? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah on Masechta and Daf Kuf Chof Heyom Beis, Pekach Chalon, the shutter of the window, Rabbi Lezer Oymer Bezman Shekosher, which is already tied to the window before Shabbos, the Talui, and it's suspended from the ground, then Paiki can buy. We could use it to close the shutter, the window. Vimlav, ain't Paiki kebab. We can't use it. Chamayim, as we learned in that Mishnah, Ben Kaku, Ben Kach, Paiki kebab. Vamar Rabba Babachan Amar Abyochan. Hakel, everybody agrees. Hakel, Moidim Shein Oysen Oil Arai Betchil. To erect an oil arai may not be done on Shabbos Yontif. On Yontif ain't Tzarech Levin B'Shabbos. V'lai Nechlaku El Lohoysef. We already have it here. We're just trying to put it into the opening. Reb Leza Oimer, Ein Masifim B'Yontif, Ve'en Tzarech Leimer B'Shabbos. V'chom Oimer, Masifim B'Shabbos, Ve'en Tzarech Leimer B'Yontif. So how, in our Mishnah, is Reb Leza so lenient and allow us to make the strainer? And Reb Leza answers the Gemara, Reb Leza Savalok Reb Yehuda. The Tanya, Ein Ben Yontif L'Shabbos, Ela Noichel B'Nefesh B'Vad. That in Yontif we're allowed to do Oichel Nefesh, and that everybody agrees, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mechshire Oichel Nefesh. So therefore, this creation of the strainer is in the category of Mechshire Oichel Nefesh, that Rabbi Lezer is lenient. But ask the Gemara, Eim of the Shemina Le Rabbi Yehuda, when is Rabbi Yehuda lenient by Mechshire Oichel Nefesh? But Mechshire in She'ef Shal Asos Meir of Yontif, something that could not have been done before Yontif. However, Mechshire in She'ef Shal Asos Meir of Yontif, something that could be done before Yontif, Mishamitle, is Rabbi Yehuda lenient? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Leza leaves for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Leza not only is as lenient to Rabbi Yehuda, he's even more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that only machshirin that could not have been done before Yontif may be done on Yontif. And Rabbi Leza holds, even machshirin that could have been done before Yontif may be done on Yontif. So all the Rishonim ask that the way Rabbi Yehuda learns this distinction between machshirin that could have been done before Yontif versus machshirin that could not have been done before Yontif is based on the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of Eichel Nefesh, where the pasuk says, "Hu levado yaslechem." So we learn who. So what is Rabbi Elazar going to do with that pasuk? So the big machlokes rishonim. The Rashba says that Rabbi Elazar is going to have a different limud from that pasuk. Tosfos says that where does Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar that's lenient on machshirim that could have been done before Yontif, is only when we're dealing with an issa derabbanan. Here we're dealing with something which is a derabbanan. So Rabbi Elazar agrees that if it's an issa deraisa and it's a machshirim that could have been done before Yontif, they may not be done Yontif. But here we're dealing with a derabbanan, and a derabbanan we could be more lenient. Others want to say that even a derabbanan, Rabbi Elazar would not be lenient, but putting on a mishmeris, putting on the strainer, is not even really a derabbanan. And since it's so insignificant, that's why Rabbi Elazar is lenient. Any other case, Rabbi Elazar would indeed agree that machshirim that could have been done before Yontif may not be done on Yontif.